with information on the latest developments in assistive technology from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney, RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. Hello, I'm Marnie Roper. In a previous edition of AbleQuest, we looked at the initiative by the City of Sydney to install tactile street signs to help the visually impaired navigate the city independently. One of the people testing the prototypes was Nicole Holmes, who has been blind since birth, caused by retinopathy of prematurity. Nicole works for Guide Dogs New South Wales and ACT, specialising in access and technology. Her work is very relevant to the objectives of AbleQuest, so we thought it would be interesting to learn more about her use of assistive technology and tools in her personal and professional life. Nikki Lindemann spoke with Nicole and asked her about her job at Guide Dogs.
I've been working for Guide Dogs New South Wales and ACT for 3 years now, and my current role is Access and Technology Officer, so that involves advocating on behalf of clients. And the technology speciality is to do with technology that specific to people with a vision impairment in terms of GPS technology and different mobility aids that assist people with a vision impairment to travel and be independent.
So you're clearly an expert on the subject.
I try to be.
And of the most effective aids to help visually impaired people to be independent. Let's consider perhaps to begin with a day in your life. Tell us about your commute to work and all that kind of thing.
So I guess it would start, I use an iPhone and an iPad. And right from the beginning of the day, you know, using those tools to identify the colour of my clothing and then throughout my journey, so planning a bus trip followed by a train trip. And then I might get directions to the place that I'm going using my iPhone, or I've got another dedicated GPS device with software called Mobile Geo, which gives me a bit more detail when I'm travelling. To intersections and different things. Yeah, and then at work I use a computer with JAWS, which is a specialised screen reader, and I also use a scanner as well that converts printed material into text on my computer.
I think you've made a very important point, perhaps for our listeners who are without a vision impairment. I think there's a great misconception in the community generally that people who are visually impaired particularly are not computer literate and can't access media or any other outlet via their computers. And I think it's really important that we stress this point because people really do use technology very heavily, particularly with a vision impairment. Am I not right?
Yes, people with a vision impairment are very reliant on technology, and especially now that things like the iPad and the iPhone are available, they can do so much to enhance someone's independence. You know, there are so many different apps out there that do colour recognition, object recognition, GPS. You know, they allow for note taking, and because they're, you know, you can buy them with the accessibility built in, they're usable points. So there's no having to purchase extra software to make them accessible to the person.
I should mention at this point that there might be some slight impact on the quality of our conversation. Nicole's talking to us on her iPhone, on a mobile phone, so apologies for that. Just to tell me something, Nicole, something that's actually always interested me, as I'm not visually impaired. You mentioned your iPhone and your iPad, you use those for recognising the colour of your clothing. How does that work when you want to put on a blue jumper or something? Yep. How does that work?
Yeah, so basically there are a few apps out there that will recognise colours, and basically you take a photo of the item that you want to know the colour of, and it will go back to its database and come back to you with the particular colour of the clothing in about 30 seconds.
That's incredible. Have you ever made a terrible boob? Something
occasionally
funny?
That will happen if you haven't got the adequate lighting. I think too, one of the things that I would use a lot is iPhone apps for, say, Woolworths and Coles, because you can get the aisle numbers of where products are. You add them to your shopping list, and then you can go to the particular store and know exactly which aisles you need to go to.
Are there any recent innovations that you want to bring to people's attention that you would recommend to people in terms of the iPad or any other technological invention?
Look, there are so many apps coming out every day that do things like object recognition, and I guess the next development in GPS is going to be indoor GPS. So Google have already started mapping things like shopping centres and that kind of thing. And so that will be the next thing for people who are vision impaired, that ability to go to a shopping centre and negotiate it using GPS through Wi-Fi networks.
Will this make guide dogs obsolete down
the
track?
No, not at all. The thing with GPS is that you need to have good orientation mobility skills to make full use of GPS, because you've still got to use your common sense in order to negotiate the environment. And because the GPS is not always 100% accurate, you need to have those orientation skills just to get to where you're going in a safe manner. So the white cane, the long cane of the guide dog will always be the primary mobility aid, and the GPS is secondary to that.
What's your choice of assistive kitchen gadget? What's your favourite? What's the most useful, I suppose, in the kitchen?
I do use talking kitchen scales. They're fantastic.
Okay. I think anyone could make use of those, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, now turning to your job at Guide Dogs, is teaching clients to travel, that this is your job, as I understand it, teaching clients to travel independently using those tools that you've already mentioned. Tell us, other than the GPS and the white cane and so forth, is there anything else that perhaps isn't quite so well known in terms of a tool?
We do train people in how to use the mini guide, which is another electronic aid that sends out a vibration when you walk close to objects, so it's a small handheld device.
Mm-hmm. Is it sort of like a, does it work kind of like an echolocation type device?
But it uses, it uses vibration, okay. So ultrasound basically.
What would I learn about how to use available technology if I came to you as a client? So presumably I would be assessed and then I'd come to you?
Yeah, that's right. Or? We would assess you and talk about your needs for the device and what you would be using it to do, and then we would go straight into teaching you how to use the device if you don't know how to use it already. So things like the iPhone, how to make calls, how to use the calendar, all the things that are relevant to the person that we're training, and then we'd move on to the GPS functions of that device. So basically it takes as long as it takes to get each individual client up to using the device and feeling confident to do that independently. So the training is ongoing.
And do you do that in-house at Guide Dogs? Would you go to the client's home?
We travel to the client, mm-hmm. So wherever they are, in their community, at work, school, universities.
Oh, okay.
Anywhere that the client needs to go, we actually go to those environments and train them within those.
Have you got any sort of stories of magic transformations? Perhaps a client who was very housebound or something who found their lives through the use of this kind of technology?
Look, these stories come up quite a lot. One that I can think of is we've had a client who had been in his 70s, never used a mobile phone before. Mm-hmm. We taught him how to use one with speech, and he's now confidently using that as a phone, but mm-hmm. also using the GPS function within it, and yes. travels around everywhere. And prior to us teaching him that, he really didn't want to leave the house, but now he gets out every day, travels to new places all the time, so that's fantastic.
That's wonderful. So it's opened up the world to him.
It definitely has, yeah.
That's great. Can you describe for us perhaps a difficult situation you might find yourself in, or someone else might find themselves in, and how they'd go about handling it in terms of the technology if they got stuck somewhere or lost, I suppose?
Yeah, look, I travel to unfamiliar environments all the time, so I will always have my iPhone or a GPS device with me, but I guess the iPhone gives me a bit more information. I can access the internet, so that if I am lost, I've got various means of getting information. So from getting my current location to shops and businesses around me, and then I am able to get directions to those businesses. But then the adaptive GPS device, which is the one that's specialised for a person with a vision impairment, gives me adds a bit more colour to my journey. So it will give me things like the layout of intersections, so that I'm a bit more confident when I travel.
Mm-hmm. Do you find, or perhaps your clients more than you, but do you find that other people in the street are less likely to help? You know how some people automatically go to help someone who is vision impaired to negotiate some difficult...
Yeah, that help is still incredibly useful, because technology, being technology, doesn't always perform as well as it should.
Yeah.
But I do find that not having to ask people for help, using the technology that I have to let me know, oh, there's a coffee shop across the road from where I am, that makes me feel more independent.
Yeah, of course.
And travel.
Yeah, that's a one.
Not having to rely on others.
Yeah, that has all kinds of other benefits as well, doesn't it? In your experience of promoting independence, are there any specific aids that you would recommend to people who are working, say, in an office situation? Any sort of specialised?
I guess one thing would be a scanner with optical character recognition software. So that is able to take a picture of a printed page and then read that aloud to you through a computer or through a standalone device. Mm-hmm. So that's something really valuable to me. You know, in my everyday work, having to read printed material, whether it be in a book or, you know, a paper file, that would be, high on my list of recommendations.
Mm.
But it's really important for the individual person because vision impairments differ so greatly. You know, they need to be quite aware of what's available in terms of technology, what's out there before they make a decision and what's right for them.
And presumably there are constant developments going on with different technologies.
There certainly are. And one of the parts of my role is to do all the research and keep on top of all the new technologies and testing those and seeing how they would benefit people with vision impairments.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's evolving every day, especially with lots of new apps being released.
What's your favourite innovation? What are you watching at the moment? Is there something specific that is really exciting you in terms of apps or whatever?
I think the area of object recognition is one that will develop a lot further, and also using mobile devices. You know, GPS can provide some information, but it doesn't give you the full, you know, it's not completely accurate, so I think that will, the accuracy of that will be enhanced.
Is there any, this sort of question kind of relates to what I just said, but in particular reference to your life, is there any technology that's not yet developed or commercially available which would improve your life, you personally? Do you have special hobbies or interests that you think could be enhanced by the use of some different kind of technology that isn't available? Have you ever
not
thought?
Not currently. I can comment on one of the most recent apps that I've found. I do a lot of cycling, and this app is able to give me my stats after I've done a ride, so the distance, actually tracking where I've been, and all that kind of thing, which I've never ever had access to before, other than asking somebody who can actually read the
computer on the bike. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Do you know Lindy Howe?
Yes, I do.
She's our 2LPH ambassador and, of course, is the cycling guru for vision impaired people. Well, Nicole, it's been very interesting talking to you. We'll call it a day for now. But thanks very much for your contribution, very valuable contribution.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
That was Nicole Holmes from Guide Dogs New South Wales and ACT. You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology. I'm Marnie Roper. Thank you for listening, and goodbye till next program.